There's a good chance we're going to catch up with Adrian Wilson momentarily here on the program. Look, he seems happy. It's a lot of hard work. It paid off. And he's a Cardinal. He's going to stay a Cardinal. His family's set. He's set. Wants to win a Super Bowl. I mean, you heard some of the things he had to say, and it makes sense for Adrian Wilson to stay a Cardinal. Again, I was never worried about this one, John. I don't know if you were. I was never worried about this.
No, he always wanted to be here. And I've always, look, I respect the way he negotiated his deal. I mean, you heard him internally, not out on the streets. You know, I didn't need, you know, I don't want people to don't need to know my business here. I agree with that, you know? So I respect the way Adrian Wilson went about his business in getting this contract done.
Well, it's done. He's a Cardinal, and he'll stay a Cardinal for a while, and we're happy for that. He's one of the good guys and one of the best players on the team and a guy that has been here in the thin times, and now it's time to reap the rewards on the field, and he does just that. Adrian Wilson now joins us here on Sports 620 KTAR. Hey, Dub, Mark, and John, how you doing, man?
I'm good, man. How you guys doing?
We are doing excellent. Not as good as you. Congratulations to you and your family. This is a well-deserved contract, and John was just kind of congratulating you on the way you went about, you and your agents went about this this process. There wasn't a whole lot of talk. We didn't really even bring it up on the show except for that you were eligible, and we thought it would get done, and here we are. And yeah, maybe it took a little bit longer than you guys wanted, but it got done. And it got done quietly, neatly, and everyone can go on and be happy.
Yeah, it was just something that, you know, I wanted to get done. It wasn't, you know, it wasn't the time frame for me really on when it was going to get done. You know, I knew they was going to do right by, you know, pretty much all the people that's asking for new deals, because obviously those guys are a part of the core of our team. So in order for us to be successful, you got to keep your best players here. And that's something that I think the organization is committed to doing.
Absolutely. Got to keep the core players. That's how you win. Take me back to 2001. You get drafted by the Arizona Cardinals. They're coming off of a 3-win season. You go 7 years in a row without having a winning season. Did you ever think that you guys were going to get to this point where you were a competitive team in the NFL?
No. I mean, you know, whenever I first came, I wasn't really worried about the record. You know, I was worried more about us getting better year in and year out. You know, I don't know if we did that. You know, I think we probably took a couple steps back, you know, probably 2 or 3 years, you know, straight. You know, we kind of took 2 or 3 steps back, and we had to get talent in order for us to compete. And that's something that I think we did in 2004, where we had a great draft class. Those guys have been productive for us over the past, you know, 5 or 4 years that they've been here. So being able to get those pieces in and being able to just build a team, I think, is more important. You know, you're not going to have a winner, you know, overnight. That's something that you got to build, and I think they've been doing a good job of doing that. You know, we've just, you know, we got over the hump last year, and I think guys are hungry to get back to where we were.
Take me through the early years. You know, you had some, you know, good veteran players like Ronald McKinnon and Kwame Lassiter. Rob Fredrickson was here in those early years. And then even some of the good young guys like Corey Chavis. You know, who were some of the guys, when you first got to this team, who were some of those young players that helped mentor you?
All of them. I mean, Corey Chavis was my roommate my rookie year here. So right away I was kind of brought into the film room. And really, he really taught me how to study film. He really taught me how to do the things necessary to be successful. And, you know, Kwame Lassiter was playing back there then, Rob Fredrickson, Ronald McKinnon, a lot of the guys that I kind of, you know, just sat back and listened to more than, you know, anything. You know, I listened to those guys, and those guys kind of showed me how to do things the right way. And, you know, I definitely thank them for that, because without them, I think I would have probably been lost a little bit, because I was coming into a situation where I didn't know what to expect. So those guys are able to kind of lead me down the right path. And even though we didn't have good teams then, they really showed me the right way to do things.
Do you love the fact that, I don't know, you wreak havoc on the field. You're such a versatile player. And the fact that, you know, with that 1 year you had over 8.5 sacks, something like that, from a safety
right.
position, just, you know, it's just unheard of. And I think when quarterbacks see number 2-4 coming up on that line of scrimmage, they're like, oh, crap. Hey, you just don't know what you're going to do, you know? I mean, are you going to blitz? Are you going to drop back down? I mean, the versatility that you bring, and I've seen other teams kind of, I don't want to say copycat, but try to get in that mode where they have the same type of thing. I mean, you've started something here in the NFL, and I think that's why, obviously, you're well worth the money. And you even said, hey, I'm going to outplay this contract, and I think fans love to hear that.
Yeah, it's just something that, you know, me as a player, you know, whenever I first got here, Clancy Pendergrass, he was in Dallas before I got drafted. And I remember him being a guy that worked me out. And, you know, not knowing where I was going to go, he ended up being here. And I think that was a blessing for me because he used my abilities the right way. You know, he kind of molded me into the player that I am now. And that's by being multidimensional, being able to do it all. And that's something that, you know, I like to hang my hat on, is being a jack of all trades and being able to do everything really well. Not really having something that I'm strong at, but being able to do things really well and not really be so strong in one particular area, just being able to be consistent throughout.
Adrian, you've seen how throughout your years you've seen players that negotiated through the media and made it a public display. You've seen how that's worked out, and now you see how it works out when you just take care of your business the way you are, the way Dansby is. You said, look, we took care of it internally. We didn't put it out on the street. That's not the way I do things. And just give me the difference. What do you think the difference is for the athlete like you that just takes care of it internally and goes about his business, and the one that, you know, is constantly, you know, talking about it through the media?
I think the difference, it don't matter, you know, if you put your business out to the public, because really you let those people see a different side of you that you necessarily don't want people to see. I mean, it's not something that I would say to do. You know, it's not the smartest thing to do, because it's, you know, you want people to perceive you how you are, you know, not, you know, somebody that goes out and puts their business, you know, into the street. That's not something that, you know, that I don't feel, you know, you should do. It's just, you know, that's not me. You know, it's never been me. And, you know, I'm going to handle my business the way I handle it. And that's internally, that's without anybody else knowing. When I know, then everybody else will know. And
that protects your reputation as well. I mean, you're right, because now, you know, you don't have to have your agent speaking for you after you say something and it's public. So I think in some ways, doing it the way you do, it protects your reputation with the fans.
Yeah, at the end of the day, if you want to retire a Cardinal, and, you know, if you want to be known as a great football player in the state of Arizona, you know, regardless of how many plays that you make, at the end of the day, when it's all said and done and you through playing, all you have is your reputation. So I want my reputation to be one that is good and one that's very classy and handles his business the right way. And that's the only thing that, you know, pretty much I've been thinking about the whole time is, you know, at the end of the day, when it's all over with, you know, it's my reputation that's on the line.
Hey, we hope it doesn't get to this, but I'm wondering on these contracts now, any provisions that you know of as far as, you know, lockouts or work stoppages? Because that's something on the horizon for you guys as a players association. Hopefully it doesn't happen, but did you have to be protective when you did that, or is that not in the negotiation?
I think both sides did. You know, I think it was something that both sides had to look at and had to come to an agreement on something. And that was something that they did. Obviously, that was probably the one thing that was holding up.
Right.
A lot of the contract talk was the 2011 season. But those guys worked through it. We were both happy with what they decided to do. And then we just moved on with the contract from there.
All right. Is it true you were supposed to be at the Lakers game tonight? Is that true?
Yeah, it was, but, you know, it's all good. You know, I think I'll be able to make the one Sunday.
Well, you can still make the one today. You got enough money to go get a jet now.
Go get that private jet, yeah, A-Dub. Come on.
No, we're not going to do that, man. I got a family. I got two small kids, man. I got to put some money away for those guys.
Right.
Not saying I didn't already, but
yeah.
Now I can do a little bit more.
I think they're going to go to a pretty good college. A-Dub, as always, we appreciate the time. Thank you very much, and congratulations. Great to have you sticking with the Arizona Cardinals, okay?
All right. Thanks, guys.
There you go. Adrian Wilson, safety for the Cardinals, new 5-year deal. We got to take a timeout. Rod Graves is scheduled to join us soon. It's Gambo and Ash, Sports 620 KTAR Phoenix.